You are tuned in to Kids
in the Pit.
Hey guys, it's Gabe from Kids in the Pit podcast. Today I'm joined by Alan Hoffman from the band Death in Your Yard from Israel. Thanks so much for joining me all the way from Israel. Also, I think we have the same hat.
Yeah, we have the same hat.
Yep.
Nice.
Battle Tendencies.
And I want the shirt like you. You have an awesome shirt.
Yep. Where did you get your hat?
I get it from my big brother gave me from my present of like 24th birthday. It was like
nice.
8 years ago. Yeah.
Pretty cool. How old are you now?
In October, I'm going to be like 32.
Nice. I'll be 13 in November.
Nice. You still you go to school and you study?
Well, I'm actually homeschooled.
You what?
I'm homeschooled, actually.
Oh, you homeschooled?
Yep.
Much better than a regular school.
Yep, I think so too. So, what do you do in Death in Your Yard?
I'm the singer, and I'm I'm the singer, and I'm like booking the gigs, and
nice.
And I write the lyrics, yeah. So I like basically trying to do three things. So it's screaming, make shows. I'm like booking my own show, and I'm trying to put some ideas on papers and put it like on a song.
Yep. Also, I saw Gwar last night. You like Gwar?
Cool. I'm actually only listened to the first album. Like I don't know how much good albums they have. Nice.
You know how they shoot blood and stuff?
Yeah, and then see like the original members?
Actually, it's no original members anymore.
Yeah, like all of them dead or stuff like that, no?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I know the old singer died.
Yeah, okay.
In 2014. So, what genre would you say is Death in Your Yard?
We're trying to be like old school crossover trash. Yeah.
Yep.
I prefer like the old school vibe and the old school sound.
Like DRI.
So, yeah, DRI, Suicidal Tendencies, SOD, Jump Suckers.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, is thrash metal popular in Israel?
No. No, in the metal scene in Israel, like the most annoying way, it's like the black hair, like people who like black metal.
Yeah.
And like emo kid who think like a beatdown is hardcore, but it's
yeah.
Not. If someone gonna listen, beatdown, it's not hardcore.
That's yeah, true. Yeah, beatdown's like popular everywhere. I'm not really into it. It's not my thing.
Yeah, it's too slow.
And just like it's too heavy. I think it's too heavy.
I understand why people think it's heavy, but I don't think like that. If you play like the slow, to be like the slowest band, it make you to be like the heaviest band.
Well, yeah, it's like
today in Israel, people confused about that too. They think like if you play slow, so you are like the heaviest band ever, but it's
yeah.
Not work like that.
Yeah, but sometimes like slow stuff can be really heavy, but I don't really like it when it's like that.
Yeah.
Yep. So have you ever been to the USA?
No, never. Actually, like we supposed to add a label from Texas.
Yep.
But the shipping is too much money. So we told them that we don't need they help us in the US and ship us because it's too the money is really expensive.
Yeah, it's
But
expensive.
I don't know if they made CDs only in Texas. I'm actually didn't talk with them about a lot of time.
Yeah.
But I never was in the US. I want to play, I want to visit friends. I want to go to some festivals.
Yeah, there's some really cool festivals here.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever come to the USA, we'll make sure to come see you.
Thank you. If and I know that you have a band with your father, right?
Yeah.
So I put it like 2 days ago at home, and it was really good. So if I'm
Yep.
going to be in the US, I'm going to see you play for sure.
Yeah, thanks. We play tonight in Baltimore, Maryland.
Cool. With only you or like more bands?
It's I think it's us and a few other bands.
Nice. And who booking the show? Your father?
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. So, what is your favorite Death in Your Yard song?
Oh, wow, my favorite Death in Your Yard song. I think or Crossover Trash Attack or Pizza Is My Business and Business Is Good. Yeah, one of them. I don't know to say which one.
Yeah. So what year did Death in Your Yard start?
It's actually we start in 2016 with a lot of others member like I am the only original members from the band. So it the idea was me and we was other singer. We was two singer in the first EP. So we opened the band together and then we found friends that want to play. And then everybody go like the other direction, make a new bands, stuff like that.
Nice. My mom said you're a pizza maker. What are your favorite toppings for like a pizza?
Oof. Or pepperoni, or Bianca with the bacon. You know what is pizza Bianca?
No, I've never tried it.
It's without the tomato sauce. It's with the white cheese sauce. So like pizza with the
We call that white pizza here.
Bianca, it's a white in Italian.
Yep. So, how old were you when you started playing in bands?
I was 22. It was in the same year that I finished the army. And when I finished the army, I opened a band and I wanted like to do crossover. But the guitar player, he loved too much Pantera. So we wanted to do like groove metal. And I really wanted to do like more hardcore, thrashy, fast music.
Yep.
We
Okay.
like after 1 year we broke up and then I opened Death in Your Yard.
I'm starting a band with my friends and we want to do like crossover thrash, like all that.
Yeah, for me it's like the best genre.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, like my
So,
favorite band is Crossover and
yep. So what was your first punk or thrash show, and how old were you?
oh, the first punk show that I was 16.
Nice.
It was a show of my big brother with some other punks band, and like it was crazy. Everybody was like kicking and punching and like in a
Yeah.
good way, and like all the atmosphere was crazy. And I remember I saw the show, and I say, "Wow, this is what I want to do. This is like how I want to play. This is how I want to make a show." And the first, actually, the first thrash show I saw, it was like half month, half 2 months later, I think, and it was the same band of my big brother with a trash band from Israel called Black Sachbak.
Nice. Do
Yes.
you have you seen any American thrash bands there, like
Yeah.
live?
In Israel?
Yeah.
Yeah, in Israel I saw Anthrax, I
Oh, that's cool.
saw Overkill, I saw in Israel Biohazard. So not a lot of bands come to Israel, but not now, you know, because the war, but before it, it was like, let's say, two good show in a year that I was go.
Yeah. Has DRI ever been there?
No, DRI never been in Israel. We actually talked with them, like, to do that.
Yep.
But for to do that, we need, like, to buy them flight tickets from Texas. And this is really, really expensive. But we can manage to, if they have like a European tour,
You can
maybe we can
try.
bring them, but it doesn't matter because I leave Israel in 4 months.
Oh,
Yeah.
where are you moving to?
Me and my wife and our drummer and his wife and the little son, we moved to Prague, to Czechia.
Oh, Prague. Oh yeah, I've been to
Yeah.
Prague. Prague is awesome.
Yeah, Prague is awesome. They have really good scene. And we play in Czechia like for 7 times or more.
Nice.
Yeah,
I saw an American band play there called Counterparts. Have you ever heard of them?
how?
Counterparts, they're kind of like they're like really like I more metal. They're like really heavy. Not necessarily
No.
meet them though.
I don't know the band.
Yep.
But you remember where it was? Like which club?
So it was in Prague. It was, I mean,
Did it have a seven in the name?
Maybe.
I'll try to look it up while you continue.
Oh, I
Yeah.
think like 007 club. It's a good club.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's the only club with seven in Prague.
Wait, it wasn't a hard rock, right?
No.
Oh,
Anyway.
all right. We'll see if she finds what club it was. So,
Yeah.
what was your favorite American movie when you were my age?
When I was at your age, what was my favorite American movie? Ooh, I don't remember. Maybe like Terminator.
Nice. That's a good one. I watched Terminator, right? Yep. Pretty good.
It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger, like when he's like a robot.
It's
Yeah.
I'll be back. Like,
Yeah.
yep, it's really good. So if you could live as any animal for one day without the risk of being killed or eaten, what animal would you choose?
Maybe a rabbit. I have like a rabbit. And I really want to know what if they're thinking and stuff like that, you know.
It'd be
So
fun
yeah,
to just
I think a rabbit.
hop around and stuff.
Yeah, just jumping, eat good, be at the sun.
So, if you could tell your 12-year-old self anything at all, what would you tell him?
Again, sorry.
If you could tell your 12-year-old self anything, what would you tell him?
Ah, don't go to the army. Fuck that bullshit.
Oh, what's
when
rock?
when
Okay.
all my friends opened the bands and you know go to festival, I was a truck driver.
Okay, so I definitely won't join the army, but the place in Prague was called Rock Cafe, right? You ever heard of
Okay.
it? Rock Cafe?
Okay. Yeah, I think I was there one time at the show too.
Nice.
Yeah.
So if you could tell your no. Okay. You seem to lead I keep messing up. Okay. So, anything to add before we wrap it up?
Again,
Anything to add before we end the episode?
yeah, listen to crossover trash music, listen to old
Yep.
school hardcore music, open bands, do some stuff, learn from yourself how to do it better.
Yep.
And that's it.
Awesome. So where can people find your where can people find your music, your band?
Everywhere. We are in Spotify, YouTube, Bandcamp,
Awesome.
Tidal. Like, yeah.
All right, well, thanks to Elon for joining me today, and thanks to all you
Thank
for
you.
watching. Thanks to all of you for watching and listening. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Until next week, bye.
Bye. Thank you, man, for inviting me.